Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, let's dive right into excuses, excuses, excuses. They don't pay money. They don't pay your bills. They don't make you money. They don't pay your bills. Man, they are such a saboteur of the great dream, the entrepreneurial spirit. Anybody that wants to do anything positive, that big albatross around your neck, excuses. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I'm the host, the humble host. Been doing this for better part of 14, 15 years. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, went broke, complete disaster, utter shame, had to walk around wearing a rubber nose and glasses around Southwest Ohio for the better part of 2 years till I got my pride back. And then it all kind of clicked a little bit. It'll click for you too. Just stay in the game. You never lose when you stay in the game. It's impossible to lose when you stay in the game. So I want to talk about my man, Joe. I always use the name Joe when I'm just trying to, you know, hide the name of a real person out there. But I used to work with a guy named Joe in sales, and we were selling advertising. And back in the day, he would always come back to the office with a different excuse as to why the client did not buy. And I remember specifically, and it's probably because it's this time of year, it's fall. Right now it's about 45 degrees in Cincinnati. 8 a.m. on a crisp autumn morning. And it's coming up on elections, although this is kind of an off year of elections. We don't have really House or Senate or anything like that. Got a big school bond levy to vote on locally here. But I remember the presidential election. It must have been 2000. It was 2000. So this would have been the presidential election of 2000, which would have been what? Bush, Gore? Anyway, doesn't matter. And he came back and he's like, yep, well, none of my clients are able to make any decisions on advertising. I'm like, why is that, Joe? Huh, that's weird. I've closed 4 accounts today. Sold them all. What say you, man? He's like, well, you know, the election coming up. They want to wait and see the results of the election. I'm like, the presidential election? What's this, a lawn care company, a travel agency, a storage facility? Can't make a decision because of a presidential election? What's that got to do with them? I'll tell you what it's got. Zero. But when you allow excuses to penetrate, man, they're very powerful. They start out as just like this little negative seed that gets planted in your mind. And if you water it enough and water it enough, I think the metaphorical version of watering that negative seed would be to actually give it any energy whatsoever, just to actually believe it. Like, so many people suffer from the excuse that they don't know enough to launch this brand, this movement that they want to do. They don't have the financing. They're not an expert. I mean, they don't have the technical knowledge. I guess you could make a lot of different excuses. And when you feed that, it's no different than watering a plant, man. That excuse is going to grow, and it's going to grow. Have you ever seen bricks on a sidewalk, these old brick sidewalks or driveways, and you see weeds growing up in between the cracks? And if you don't pull those weeds, what happens? They just grow and grow, and soon they cause even a bigger divide than there is right now within those bricks. And that's what happens when you have excuses, man. Everybody can come up with a reason why we can't get going. We can't go to the gym. How about that excuse? Oh, yeah. Well, look, I got a lot going on, man. I got a lot to do today. I'm not feeling good. I got to pick the kids up after school. I got up late. I mean, there's 1,000 reasons why you can't get to the gym. And if you feed that, it becomes real. It's like, and then what happens? You get negative momentum. You get momentum going in the opposite direction. You know, it's like the old adage, you don't just want to motivate somebody. You want to give a result. You want to give a benefit to the feature that you offer someone. Because what happens when you motivate someone who's running in the wrong direction? They just run faster. It's like they're running east looking for a sunset. They don't know why. They're just running. Oh, here we go. So when Joe would come back in that presidential election year, I'd be like, yeah, man. Can't get any, and he would say it to our manager. because the manager's like, hey, we got to close more sales. What's going on, guys? What's going on? And by the way, that was like every single day. You were only as good as your last sale. And if you've been in sales, you know that adage. You're only good as your last sale. And I remember Joe Ray, yeah, boss. It's elections. And he's like, what? Elections, man. People are just waiting to see who's going to be president. Oh, okay. So if Al Gore gets elected president in the year 2000, less people are going to want to store their stuff in a facility or more? Well, I don't know. So if George Bush gets elected in the year 2000, less people are going to want to have their lawn mowed or more? I mean, come on. Think how ridiculous that is. And when you say it out loud, and when you say your excuses out loud, you realize how funny they sound, you know? And look, if it's real, then it's not an excuse. I mean, if you really are in a really bad, dire situation, then yeah, you've got to work with that. We've all been there. Going into a crisis, you're in the middle of one, or you're coming out of one. There's only three levels, and everybody's got one of them working. Anybody tell you that doesn't is lying. Now, crisis can be, I guess, a subjective term as well. But you know what I mean? If it's a dire situation, but there's a lady in our Bible study. Last night was Tuesday night. So there's a lady in our Bible study who couldn't drive back to her home here in Cincinnati. She was in North Carolina. And she had to have a friend drive. Another guy in our Bible study had to go drive from Cincinnati to North Carolina, about a 6.5-hour drive, and drive her right back. And now she's in the hospital with blood clots in her leg. She can't even feel anything in her leg. She has an abscess on her spine. I mean, she is in really, really bad shape. And we pray for her. And it's unfortunate, man. I mean, she's in her 70s. And that is bad, bad, bad health. That's dire. That's dire. And I say to myself, whenever I hear stories like that, I'm like, man, I got it good. And you ought to say that as well. And it's not that we take joy in other people's problems, but when we look at other people's situations that really, truly are dire, it kind of makes that excuse of, I just can't seem to get any momentum. I'm in a funk, man. I can't seem to, who that, what in the hell? Are you kidding me? You want to be in a funk. Imagine not being able to move your legs. They're throbbing and in so much pain that even the 8 billion milligrams of Motrin wouldn't even take care of it. You got an abscess on your spine. Now, that's real situation, man. And thank God, only by the grace of God, I don't have anything like that happening currently in my life. But I'm not naive enough to think that bad health isn't going to meet me at some point. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next year, but at some point in my life, I won't be able to do the things that I can be able to do every day. That's why I podcast every day. That's why I create content every day. That's why I put myself out there every day. That's why I give my cell phone now, because I'm like, the hell with it, man. I want to coach as many people. Oh, my God, most amazing call. Gwen, you're listening. I know you're listening. Latest coaching client to come on board. Lost her leg. I'm going to have her, and she had to have her leg amputated above the knee because of this whacked out disease. And I'm telling you, man, when you hear Gwen's story, she's going to motivate the world. I know she's listening right now from Saskatchewan. Thank you, Gwen. She texted me last night. Had a gentleman, had an individual text me from Australia. Text me. How about that? Just texting me from Australia, from Saskatchewan, coaching clients coming on board because I'm giving out my cell number. And I said, text me when you're ready, man. Let's get your movement going. I will create a custom program for anybody out there. All you need is a passion. That's all you need is passion. And you got to show up, and I will show you how to get the movement launched faster than you ever thought possible. You just got to have that passion. And the reason I'm putting myself out there is because only by the grace of God, I haven't been met with any bad health issues. Like Gwen, my God, when you hear her story, I mean, still out there. She says she's the luckiest person out there after having her leg amputated above the knee. I mean, it's so counterintuitive to most people. So I get so much inspiration, draw inspiration from conversations that I have with people from this podcast. And that's what you really need to focus on. No excuses. No more excuses, man. Don't focus on everything you don't have, because that'll drive you crazy. And by the way, that list never ends, because you get $1 million. Well, I don't have 10 million. You get a 5,000 square foot home. Well, it's only got 5 bathrooms. You know, Betty's got 7 in her. You know, it never ends. That's a losing game. That's the whack-a-mole game, man. You whack one of those, you know, bucket list items away, and up pops another one that you think is something that you really need. Be grateful for what you have. Get rid of the excuses, man. Don't be like Joe. Oh, it's an election year. Man, I had the greatest sales year of my life that year. The greatest sales year ever, because that's when I started to shift my mindset, man. I'm like, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to think the thoughts that average people think, and I don't want to have the results that average people have. And it started with my mindset. It was really that simple. That's all it was. I want that for you. You can text me, 513-582-5000. 6570, 513-582-6570. That same day, power call will happen. Same day, we'll get on the phone or get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Either way, don't wait. Get your movement launched and you will be so inspired. You'll have so much momentum. You'll be going into the new year with a new outlook. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, it is that freaking simple and that powerful. All right, let's get after it, boys and girls, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.